from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is launching an initiative to help end veteran homelessness in the state. On this Veterans Day, state officials announced the Bringing Veterans Home program that will provide services and interventions to help place more than 1,000 homeless veterans in stable housing over the next 2 years. It's supported by $30 million from the state and federal government. Who knew raw sewage could be so helpful? At sites across New Jersey, experts are testing for diseases like flu and COVID by using water that came from your toilet or a sink.
All of those samples go down the drain and they come together anonymously into one single sample.
Marlene Wolf with Wastewater Scan says this testing can happen year-round, not just during cold and flu season. A New Jersey nonprofit called the Happy Hearts Foundation provides hospital patients and caregivers with care to help improve the quality of their hospital stay or work shift. Happy Hearts was started by 16-year-old Freehold Township High School junior Carmine Steffens, who's doing it to memorialize his grandparents.
So I started this in their memory, and the goal of this is not to just help people, it's to help people in their name and do it all for them.
Steffens has delivered close to 500 of these bags to 10 different New Jersey hospitals. Now, the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. As money continues to pour into crypto following Donald Trump's election victory, Bitcoin has climbed to yet another record high. The world's largest cryptocurrency topped $87,000 for the first time on Monday. That's part of a rally seen across cryptocurrencies and crypto-related investments since last week. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 304 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade-in value in the tri-state area on Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How long until it rains again? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Don't think last night's rain was a sign of a pattern change. When is our next solid chance of rain? Not really sure. Maybe some showers Thursday, not a slam dunk. More substantial storm system possible early next week. For tonight, mainly clear and dry, breezy and cool. Lows will fall into the mid-40s. Sunny and windy tomorrow and turning much cooler. Highs only reach about 50 to 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs only around 50, and about the same on Thursday, 50 degrees, cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers. Unfortunately, that's not even going to come close to the multiple inches of rain necessary to quench our rising drought deficit. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Union 64, Long Branch 66, Vineland 69, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.